Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take and protect me from all the monsters out there. Some are bawling and some have their bodies covered in hair. There are the aliens from outer space, the mummy and wolfman that come face to face. The invisible man who I can't really see, and blood-sucking Dracula, who is my reality. Killer clowns with painted-on smiles who want to tear me apart. Not to mention real-life people who kill, rape, and slaughter, and have no heart. For truth is stranger than fiction, and those monsters could even live next door. I see it in the paper and hear it on the radio and even on TV, the massive shootings and bombings who slaughter people like my mom and dad and me. Haunted houses and hotels with ghosts and goblins galore. I am afraid to even step outside my house, day or night, quoth the raven, nevermore. I was raised in my life, watching all these monsters running after me in my dreams. Is it reality? Is it fiction? I really don't know if Frankenstein comes apart at his seams. Protect my mom and dad, my aunts and uncles, cousins and nephew, 'cause they're family to me. I think so. Therefore, I am sitting here in my straitjacket in the padded room, waiting for Dr. Demento. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, as I stick pins in my little cloth doll, my memory and memento. Thank you, Lord, for listening to me, asking you to watch and protect me. For all those ghosts and all those goblins, even monsters galore, can't really be.